Wow.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. It's our first Monday of the year with you.
We've barely talked, you and me.
We've barely said anything.
It's been a weird couple of weeks.
It's been crazy. We've had a lot of family time.
We have. You went on a vacay. I sent my wife and half of my children out of town while I stayed home with the older boys. And
you had a split family vacation?
We had a split family vacation. We needed a little bit of a break from each other.
I didn't even know about that.
I know.
That is how little Andrew and I have talked.
Like, we genuinely like each other.
We do.
But sometimes holidays happen.
It's typically Christmas, New Year's. That's kind of our break from each other.
Or there will be a text about sports. But the rest of the all the up-to-date stuff that we usually know of the goings-on of each other's churches or whatever
So we're going to have to get caught up with each other. We'll get caught up with you.
It's 11:25, and we're just getting started, so clearly we have not had a lot of time to prep this show together.
But we do know this, Andrew.
Yes, say it, Tim. You say it.
Fine. Yesterday was Sunday.
And this moment right here
is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
How do you, Pastor?
I feel like I want to see the on-air sign. You got a new sign for Christmas. You got lots of
great
things.
I got rid of my clock radio that has not had the right time in 6 years.
Hey, if this is your first Monday with us, my name's Tim. This is Dr. Larson.
Why do you laugh? It's so weird still.
You were the Reverend Dr.
Yes.
Andrew James Larson.
I sure am.
Every Monday, no matter what, we never miss.
Unless it's Christmas.
Or New Year's Day.
Or MLK Day. Which is next week.
Oh, are we not going to be here?
I mean, I don't know.
We'll see.
My kids are out of school.
Your
kids aren't because...
Not. Emily is.
Yeah. Well, glad that you send one of your kids to a school that recognizes federal holidays.
Look, every Monday, unless there's a national holiday...
47-ish Mondays a year, which is still pretty good.
We hang out. We talk with each other. You guys come along for the ride.
We go back and take a caffeinated look back on the week, and in this case, the month. In ministry that was, Timmy, it's been a long, long time.
It's been a while. December felt long.
December was long. Isn't that a Counting Crows song? Long December?
It kept going. In my sports arena, things just weren't looking good.
That's part of why we didn't talk more about the show, because I didn't want to gloat. I didn't want to be like, hey, the Bucks are in the playoffs. I'm happy.
Back to back.
NFC South. Yeah, I would say 4 years in a row.
But three time, back to back, NFC South.
I think the Buccaneers have been to the playoffs 8 times ever in the past 4 years, and yet the fan base is all still mad because
I know,
there are other
like,
years when it's like 11 or 12 wins is different than getting in with 9. But hey,
you're in.
Baker Mayfield had more wins this year than Tom Brady had last year.
You are in the playoffs.
Tom Brady.
The Jaguars are not in the playoffs.
I'm so sorry.
It was a collapse of epic proportions. It will go down in the history books as this is the classic Jags.
I was listening to the Dan Patrick Show on my way in this morning.
Oof.
And he and Brady Quinn, who is still incredibly handsome, by the way. I don't know if you've kept up with Brady Quinn since his NFL days.
I remember him.
But they were discussing if the Saints or the Jaguars were a bigger disappointment in the regular season. Neither team having a really bad record, but... You know, high expectations.
That's the thing. We had back to
back. Two teams that were supposed to win the division.
We had winning records for the first time in back to back years since I was in high school. So I'm not mad. I've lived through the Blaine Gabbert, the Blake Bortles, the Mike Mularkeys. Like, I've lived through those
days. Do you remember the song that your brother wrote about Blake Bortles?
Goodbye, Blake Bortles.
I still sing it sometimes. It's a great song.
But here we are. It's a fresh start for me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but we're talking about the weeks in ministry that were. So, Tim, do we want to get into yesterday, which was Sunday, or do we want to go way back?
We can rewind, because I think you and I both have a lot to talk about when it comes to yesterday.
We do.
Sunday.
Which was not quite disastrous. It started off disastrous for us. It ended up just fine.
Austin, no, you wouldn't. This is emotion speaking. He'd rather have a 1-15 season. No, you wouldn't. Like, we had some wins. We got 9. It didn't end the way we wanted it to. You and I have both been fans since the mid-90s. Just stop. I will talk you off the ledge. I had to call my brother. He was on the bridge. I spoke to him, got him off the bridge.
Wow.
My dad called all of us boys separately.
Just to check on you?
I was
just because he knows.
I was mid-workout and icing up the ice bath. It was bad.
Timmy, I did not get an ice bath for Christmas.
It was bad. We got to go back before Christmas.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go way back.
Let's go way back.
So our last show was December the 18th.
Wow.
It was, we were gearing up for Christmas. It was about to be there. And we had Christmas.
Christmas Eve was just on the horizon.
It was.
And now
for some of us, Christmas Eve Eve.
We Christmas Eve'd and we Christmas Eve'd. So
yeah.
It was a night and morning extravaganza.
Timmy, on your Christmas Eve Eve, you had some visitors at Lakeview. Some unannounced visitors?
We had unannounced visitors.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about. The thing is, it was like one of those really special moments because you and I, we work on Sundays.
Yeah, we.
So we never get to go to each other's churches. And when we're not on, we're either still worshiping at our church because we want to show face, or we're out of town. Like, we're just not.
Yeah,
we're not there.
That's one of the weird things about being professional clergy is your closest friends and colleagues in ministry, you never get to.
Right.
You know, you get to see what their church is doing on a live stream or on a website or on social media.
We can catch each other's stuff after service on Sunday afternoon and just kind of scrub through, see how everything went. But on this particular Eve night, I heard a very familiar voice and he was beckoning and calling out to me.
I don't know that I was beckoning. I think you turned the corner and you said, what are you doing here?
I was so, my first thought was, what are you, because I thought it's a church day.
Yeah,
I didn't
but
even
it
think
wasn't
that,
a church day for me.
I didn't even think that it was a Saturday. The Andrew and Melissa Larson showed up to Lakeview's Christmas Eve Eve extravaganza.
On a Christmas Eve Eve date night.
To Lakeview Church.
And
buddy.
Because I had wrapped all the gifts.
That was so
like
special.
All of the Christmas prep was done.
He didn't have to do that.
The sermons, plural, were written because we had Christmas Eve morning service, which was different from our Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you put in the work that week.
Service.
You put in the work.
We went and experienced Lakeview Christmas Eve Eve. I sat behind the Miller kids, and it was spectacular. My favorite moment was Zoe Miller waiting until anybody in the congregation amened, and then she would loudly amen with them, which was awesome.
The amening crowd is very special.
There were a lot of ameners.
They're present at Lakeview.
It does my heart glad to hear words that I've penned.
It's a call back to our early days as kids with parents in ministry or kids growing up in church. Like the amening crowd was very much a part of our crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still is here at Safety Harbor.
Not a whole lot.
But we still have quite a few at Lakeview, so it's special.
And as you told me, your parents were out of town. And so your daughter said, hey, my grandfather would typically amen here.
That's what she said.
So I'm going to, it was awesome.
So Zoe Miller stepped up for her papa, a.k.a. Steve Miller, and made sure to amen nice and loud at just the right moments.
But she waited to make sure somebody else was too.
Of course. She wanted to be the first.
Well, but she also didn't want to amen at a non-amenable moment.
Is there a non-amenable moment? I feel like in a sermon, you can amen
whenever. You can amen. How many amens is too many amens?
There's no limit to the amount of amens. Now there are the funny ameners where they'll amen a joke you said just to be funny, which happened yesterday.
What was the joke?
I believe it was my own father because I said I made the comment that I have been called out mid sermon before. We were going over Philippians 4.
Laura just said challenge accepted.
Oh my gosh, Laura, please.
She sits in the second row,
please,
so that would be...
please, please. We'll get to yesterday.
But I need to get to Laura yesterday.
We've got a lot to talk about with yesterday, but Christmas Eve was a fantastic time with our Lakeview family. It was a weird time because we've never done four services. We had two Saturday night, two Sunday morning. So I actually told the worship team Saturday night, hey, you know, I know we have two more tomorrow morning. Just kind of expect a lighter, more homey, family crowd. And Sunday outmatched Saturday. And Saturday night was packed. Like Saturday night was our typical Sunday morning service. We had very well attended services, and yet Sunday morning beat Saturday night, which was really funny to me.
Was it weird preaching the same thing four times
in
12 hours? I mean, not 12, let's say, but 14, 15 hours total.
Yeah. By the fourth one, it was almost machine like, which is weird. I don't like that. Like the first and second go, it still feels very, very fresh. The third one was, you know, it was Sunday morning, but by the fourth one, it was just a bizarre feel. So those guys who preach 6, 7, 8 weekend or 6, 7, 8 times in a weekend,
that sounds terrible.
You're amazing. I don't know how you do it. Four was quite a bit for me. But we had just a really sweet Christmas Eve. I enjoyed not having to actually preach Christmas Eve itself. That was different. Did not enjoy
being at the Buccaneers game.
But we left early. We had some family time. That was pretty cool. Now, Christmas Eve at Safety Harbor was a little different because you had Sunday morning.
We had Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And because we're following a liturgical calendar a little bit, you know, not really just for Advent, but, you know, the fourth Sunday of Advent was Christmas Eve morning. And so.
Right.
And.
Because we kind of just glossed over that.
And we weren't doing the four services like you were. So we had two services on Christmas Eve, and we didn't do our typical food time on Christmas Eve night or Christmas Eve morning. And so, you know, it was the regular Luke 2 and all that good stuff. So Sunday morning was the shepherds part of the series that we had been going through with, and then Christmas Eve night was typical, you know, couple specials, a whole lot of sing-along carols, and I think I talked for 12 minutes Christmas Eve night. I think our service was done at 6:50 for a service with way more music than a typical Sunday morning service in it. And I think one of my favorite feelings on the planet is leaving church on Christmas Eve night. And not because, like, whew, thank goodness we got through it, but it just... It's weird because I usually lock up Shirley, who usually insists that, you know, I go home and she locks up a lot of the time. But Christmas Eve, she's one of six kids and they all get together on Christmas Eve. That's the time that the family of origin all gets together. And so that's one of the few services that she's in a big hurry to leave.
Sure.
And so I do the lockup, but also the building empties out in about 15 seconds because it's Christmas Eve night.
Yeah. No one's lingering.
And so...
Except for photos. You get the family photos.
But so I've got 5 or 10 minutes by myself of locking up the church, and I know I'm not going to be in for the next week or so for the most part. No. But also by the time I get on the road, everybody's at their Christmas Eve dinners or wherever it is. And so it's weird to be the only person on US 19 at a still normal hour of night.
Yeah.
And it's just one of my favorite feelings in the world of the, hey, the church year is complete. We did it.
It's like a crescendo moment.
It's all been building.
And then you have that. And it's not even like, I don't feel the letdown.
There's no letdown. It's like elation. It's a, hey.
It was a great season. We, as pastors, we look forward to the season every year.
Yeah.
It's a glorious time of celebration. And it's also that moment we realize we're about to get to spend a lot of time with our families.
Because
we do sacrifice family time.
Well, and like you said, it was a long December.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there was an extra week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That might have been what it was.
Drug it out a bit.
And so it felt long. So that was cool.
But then we went into a period of felt like extended family time.
You guys got out of town.
We did. We had Christmas Day morning at my house like we always do. My parents come over. We celebrate. And then the day after, we surprised the kids with a trip this year. My parents hooked us up with a week at Hilton Head, which we'd never been. Been Hilton Head Island. There was a really nice Marriott vacation club they sent us to, and we just got away. So we left the day after Christmas, went and saw Steph's parents for a day, then went to Hilton Head.
Dropped off Buzz.
Dropped off the dog, and just really unplugged. We froze out on the beach, which was really cool. I've never done like the really cold beach thing before, so it was very Taylor
Swift-esque. I know a song about snow on the beach. It's weird.
You better believe Emily was singing it nonstop for several days in hopes that it would snow on the beach.
I believe it. Well, we did not have snow on a beach, but I sent my wife to Arkansas, and it was
which is where
her family is.
Yep.
Randomly select, hey, here's a place. New Year's Eve day, last Sunday, we do our whole service in the fellowship hall, which is always a favorite.
The pictures were great. Like, there was food.
It's great. Also, our whole fellowship hall got painted and
oh, so fresh.
It's all pretty and stuff in there.
Looks good.
But I also get to participate in the food thing because we eat a lot as a church, but I never get to actually make anything because I'm always preaching. I can't put anything in the oven 20 minutes before a sermon is done because 20 minutes before a sermon is done, I'm 10 minutes into a sermon. And so I got to make a bunch of food and hang out with everybody. But then we got home. And, you know, my parents now live in my yard. I see my parents 4 or 5 times a day, and that's not an exaggeration.
That's so weird.
And Melissa gets to see her dad maybe 2 weeks a year.
Yeah.
And with it being a little bit longer of a break than a Christmas break typically is, because they gave the kids an extra day for the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with Breeze Airways? It's one of the discount carriers here that is fairly new.
I have heard of Breeze.
But they go directly.
Do they fly to Clearwater?
No, they're out of Tampa.
Oh.
But, you know.
Seems like the kind of thing that would be out of Clearwater.
Yeah, it seems like Allegiant, but it's not. But they go directly into Northwest Arkansas.
That is
and
random.
It was dirt cheap. Also, they go directly into Richmond, Virginia, which is the nearest airport to Lynchburg. And since I have a graduation coming up in May.
Heard of that.
Next week, Luke and I are going up to do a basketball game and just kind of get the lay of the land because my wife is
terrified.
You're
going to go to a Liberty basketball game?
Yeah, we're cool. Going up next Thursday and Friday.
That sounds fun.
And we're going to, you know, they've got the snowplex, so yeah. We'll go tubing and stuff. But just
that's a sweet little getaway.
To kind of get the lay of the land so that the first time I'm ever on campus, I don't have to play tour guide to 10 people that are coming up for graduation, because now it appears that my entire family, including my parents, are coming, and that seems like a lot of people.
What day is that?
That is May 8th and 9th.
Hmm.
It's very exciting. Hmm. I mean, I can send you a link to Breeze Airways, Tim.
You might need to do that.
I'm in.
I mean,
why not? Everybody else is going. It's going to be great.
You'll get to wear that sweet doctoral robe.
Ooh, that I have to rent because buying it is $1,100.
What is the title of the hat? What do they call that?
I know this. Hang on. I've
obviously seen the ceremony.
Yeah, but
when I got my master's degree,
the weird squishy hat.
Looks very comfy.
Well, the only one I've ever worn is not, because
really?
My dad's head is skinnier than mine.
It's Martin Luther-esque.
It really is. It really is. I know what it's called. I just can't.
I was counting on you because I do not know what it's called.
Well, I'm sorry.
I can't wait to see you in it.
Well, it's going to be great. But I get to use Breeze Airways $30 each way tickets to Richmond, Virginia here next week.
It's cheaper than a tank of gas.
I know. So how could you not take a kid with you and go check out a basketball game?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent my wife to go spend some time with her dad.
And what did you guys do here?
We went bowling. We played video games. And
who all stayed?
The oldest two, Landon and Liam. And part of that was because one of the days that they were going to be gone was a Sunday morning.
Right.
And the older two would be easier for me to manage on Sunday morning than the younger two would have been.
So you opted not to take off a Sunday towards the end of the year?
Had we planned ahead, it would have been, let's all go. You know, the tickets were $130-ish bucks a person. So it would have not been a big deal to just like, let's all go on this trip. But I've got back-to-back weeks coming in February.
We miss you, Ronald.
Where we've got some guest speakers coming into town, and so
Matt's wondering what is that doctoral setup made of. He says it's incredibly expensive.
What? Oh,
that's why he's renting.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. Well, so is Matt? Matt's graduating the same. I think Matt, are you in your last class now or last class? But so he is graduating the same time as me. His diploma will have a different date on it than mine, but the actual
graduation, because you only do the one ceremony.
I have no idea. I think it's because for you to participate in the Liberty ceremonies, you have to wear their branded robes.
Ah.
And so I don't know if they get a kickback from the robe supplier or what, but you can, you know, buy a doctoral set of robes on Amazon for $150, but to rent the ones that have the special Liberty stuff sewn into them, and the colors are slightly different to match all of their stuff. But I don't know if it's made out of goat leather or I don't think
something
it is.
Fancy.
Congrats,
buddy! Starting his last class on Monday.
So are you putting
a big deal?
Are you putting your project together, or are you doing your last project? We could have this conversation via text and not with, you know, people joining us. But I'm exhaling for you.
You've been exhaling for months.
It's a big exhale. Glad to be done. Glad I did it.
So you have not missed a Sunday since when? Because you preached Christmas Eve, obviously.
I preached New Year's Eve.
You preached yesterday.
I have not missed a Sunday since August.
You're due.
I am, and I've got...
You are due.
I've got a couple, like I said, I've got a couple Sundays coming up where I'm not going to be preaching. But, Tim, as we said in our show notes, Timmy, we're both the tech guys at our church. We don't have other people to handle tech issues. And so sometimes it's easier for me to be here.
I know. There are certain tech things that others can handle at Lakeview now, and we've gotten better about it. I mean, there was a time where I was pretty much the only one who could tackle anything when it came to the computer and Purpose Center. We have others now, but one of those people happens to be on the drum set. So if something goes haywire during the service, then it has to fall back on me. And we had an issue.
What happened to me?
You know how, like, you go through practice, everything's perfect during practice. Like,
as I told our congregation yesterday,
it was great.
It was the gremlins. There are gremlins that live in the worship center.
It was the most bizarre. You know, we just redid everything, so we have confidence monitors in the back. We've got new 95-plus-inch displays.
I saw them. They're very large.
They're so sweet. They're on the walls, and they look fantastic. And I don't know if you know much about Purpose Center, but you have to set certain looks.
I know that it dies constantly.
It didn't die.
And there are Facebook pages dedicated to lamenting.
You have to set certain looks so that way, you know, the appropriate thing gets sent to each screen, whether it's the confidence monitors or the front of house displays. And for whatever reason,
the live stream.
So for whatever reason, that look was not set. And in the moment, I panicked. Like, we had just started service. It was wall-to-wall people. You know, first Sunday of the year, people were, like, getting back in church. And
they need to.
Our confidence monitors were not showing correctly the next lyric, like, for the next slot. And we've gone through this, and our worship team has done away with music stands.
Yeah.
So there were not music stands. There was no backup. Like, that.
They didn't just get them off the stage. They threw them away.
They're in the trash.
They're like, get out of here, music stands.
A few still use them, but for the most part, our new worship leader, Sarah, she does not, which is awesome, by the way. And so she was just kind of hoping and praying that
she knew the songs.
The lyric would come up on time. By the third song, it was okay. We had to get the right look on there. I panicked and pushed the wrong button at one point and completely took Purpose Center off the screen. So it was like this, the background, like, and I put that back on. Sam Rudkins texted me, what is going on back there? And I'm like,
now it's not a time to be texting. I'm clearly busy.
I was frazzled. I was. Our sound guy was like, Tim, it's okay. You have to preach in like 10 minutes. Just stop worrying about this. I'm like, dude, I can't stop. Like, you don't turn that off.
Tim, we don't use ProPresenter, partially for those reasons, because I know that I'm going to have to be the one to learn it if and when we do. But we had to switch the machine that we were using for our live stream last Sunday morning. We had been having issues for a couple weeks, and I thought I had them squared away, and it turns out that the old Mac Mini just wasn't handling it. So we've been using my personal MacBook Pro to run the live stream.
Well, you and I knew the old Mac Mini was not handling it.
Yeah, we knew that it wasn't going to last long. But, Tim, when you are running Ecamm, as you are right now, there's this neat little thing where you can inadvertently switch to the FaceTime camera.
Oh, that one. That's a great shot. And it's really special. It looks good. The coloring is great. Super high def.
Because, you know, Apple has spent so much time and energy really developing that front-facing camera that has not changed since 2008. But they, Timmy, so we're using a computer with a built-in webcam to do our Ecamm for the first time ever on Christmas Eve morning. And Megan, the high school girl that runs it with me, she runs it. I was in the back, and something got nudged, and our ATEM just went black. And so when we had kids like doing a song on Christmas Eve morning, and so we were trying to move cameras, and something got nudged, and I think like the effect filter got hit, and so it faded to black, and she didn't know what was going on. So I was trying to fix it real quick, and I inadvertently clicked. I clicked the webcam.
Did it go on YouTube in the back?
On our live stream.
Oh, boy.
It took both her and I a second to realize what was happening.
Oh, boy.
So for the Christmas Eve service, by the time she got there, I had made a special Christmas card to give to her. Now I've got to scroll through all of my family's Christmas pictures.
Brandon, I really appreciate that, buddy. He's excited to see that I'm still wearing those Jags gear. Look, DTWD does not stand for Duval Till We Win. It stands for Duval Till We Die.
That was deep.
So if you're a true fan, win or lose, like this is your ride or die. This is your team. So yes, I'm in a lot of pain. Matt says, this is good. While you're finding that, this is good. I always say the tech booth
There was the Christmas card from me and Megan.
Send that to me. I'll put it on there. Text it to me. Matt says, the offensive line of the football team is the tech booth. If they do their job and all goes good, no one notices. But when something goes wrong, all them eyes turn. And I wouldn't just say the eyes turn. It is the heads turning.
Yeah, it's
like everybody's head goes backwards. So here is what was displayed proudly. And we're going to have to go back and screenshot this, I guess, because
in the live stream.
It's just a beautiful. What is this face here? Like,
that was me.
Was this you absolutely stunned?
That was me realizing what I had just done and Megan realizing. And so, we got past it and then, I went and preached.
Merry Christmas. We're really. Did you guys post that?
No, I just sent that to her. Actually, I printed one out and put it on the computer for Christmas Eve night for her to have.
You know, Andrew, we weren't the only ones having tech issues. It was like Tech Issue Sunday.
Yeah.
We have a practically pastoring text group chat. Jeff, I don't know if you're watching right now, but Jeff Simpson sent us a video, and he has a security camera footage of what happened during service.
Laura says that has self-checkout camera.
It really does every time.
Oh, poor Jeff.
So I want to show our wonderful audience what Jeff showed us. It's almost painful in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
There's an awkward pause. You just got to see it to believe it. Check this out. We can talk over this, but
I don't know how he didn't cuss. Truthfully, that was
the guitar is down. And look at the stare. Like just the blank stare, like all is meaningless in the world. What's the point of moving on ever?
Guitars are really cheap, too.
Oh, it's just brutal.
Ugh.
Like that was in a lot of ways really painful.
This is a used Corolla that I'm just dropping right now in front of everybody. Timmy, so let me tell you about our tech issues. Not just our tech issues, our issues. So Sunday morning starts out with news that several people in our church aren't feeling well.
Sure.
And aren't coming. Which I get it, and I got a text from somebody else, a hot water heater had burst. So it was like one of those Sundays, like, oh, when you're a church of 90-ish people, 10 people being out is 11% of the church. And before I was out of bed, I had heard from several people, hey, be praying for me, not feeling well, not going to make it today. Hey, family's not coming, hot water heater burst. Hey, this, and this. And so I got out of bed. Again, my wife is in Arkansas, and I'm the one responsible for getting my kids up and dressed, which never happens on a Sunday morning. And I'm already thinking, oh, this is going to be one of those days. I start to get to church, and I hear, hey, Shirley's not feeling well, but it's a communion Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that sets up communion is one of the people who is not feeling well and can't come.
Of course.
So then communion has to get set up and be brought out. And then I am almost to US 19, and I get a call from Cheryl, our worship leader, saying, hey, the TVs will not – well, they'll turn on, but there's no signal to them. The computer is not sending anything to the TV.
Mm.
And so I get to church. We get up in the attic, and it's like, okay, did something get unplugged when Christmas decorations were getting put back? We had an AC guy up in the attic last week doing his bi-monthly service. And so is
– something gonna get
did something get tripped over to get pulled out? Or did a furry little friend chew through something?
Stop.
And we think it's a combination of, someone stepping on it and the wire was extra frail. So there's that, which is a huge deal to get with. And so we spend most of the morning trying to get it up while we already have a little staff of, the team that's typically here Sunday morning was not all here. And so we're just trying to get everything that gets done before a service done. And so once we realized, hey,
the attic is always an adventure.
Yes.
Always.
Once we realized that the cable's not going to get fixed, the TVs are not going to get on, it is 9:50 for a 10 o'clock service.
That's heart racing, gut wrenching.
And so Cheryl and I, we say, hey, I say, do you know what? What songs are we doing? We got this. We printed out lyric sheets front and back.
You did not.
And
in 10 minutes? I'm impressed.
Well, I think I made 60 copies, and I was like, all right, I don't know. because everybody's sitting outside. It was just our big TVs are run off VGA, mm-hmm. which because the age that we moved into the building. So the confidence monitor in the back is HDMI, and the outside TVA runs off of the ATEM. So the so online, outside, or if you were in the back of the room and you wanted to turn around, you could see it. But so I was like, hey, you guys are going to have to share these because we needed to open a new ream of paper, so I printed out however much paper was
just
left
in the
printer.
Glad you guys still have a printer.
We still have a printer, and we never use it as much as we're supposed to. You know, we had like the lowest contract you can have.
We bought ours out
for the big printer.
We bought it out.
You bought out the contract, or you bought out the printer? Do you still own the printer?
Yeah, we own it.
Okay,
we bought it all out. It was a couple.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
It was a couple bucks a few years ago.
I would say it's also a used Corolla.
Yep, but it was one of our Sam Rudkin. He was one of his first like big pushes. Like we're gonna straighten some things out, and that was one of them. But,
well,
yeah, I get it.
So
I'm impressed.
We pulled it together, and then it was ooh, what verses can or what choruses can we eliminate from this to make sure it all fit in two pages front and back? And I should have done columns. That would have made life easier.
Yes,
you could. Or one page front and back.
Okay, one page front and back. If you'd done columns, you could have done the trifold. But yeah.
Well, we wouldn't have had time to put it.
True. You had 10 through. Minutes. Yeah, you had 10 whole minutes.
So literally, it was that kind
Matt
of morning.
Matt says, come on, Andrew, you couldn't find an overhead projector.
That was the joke I was trying to make. I'm trying to like entertain people while I'm, ha, 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 look what I'm making. And so we got him out there. I go to, welcome announcements called worship, and my mic is just, I don't know.
Mic issues too?
It was no issue at all for the sermon. And so it's misbehaving.
Did you have to go handheld or your wireless headset?
It's my wireless headset that was misbehaving. So then we get through the welcome and announcements and call to worship, and then we come up for communion, and that's what Laura was talking about earlier. And as I am kind of explaining, hey, if you've never worshiped with us here before, here's how we do communion at our church. We have everyone come forward, and we have the little Jesus shot glasses and the bread also in them. In other cups so that people can take them, but we want everyone to be served by someone for communion. And so I was kind of explaining how that works, and I see Laura just losing it in the front row, and I'm thinking, what did I do? Did I mix up words?
When a member of the congregation starts laughing and you're on stage, your default is, I did something
but
stupid.
Not only laughing, but like trying hard not to laugh laughing, that kind of laughing. And
like, what did I say? Like, what word did I screw up? Did I accidentally say something like wildly inappropriate?
And sometimes I do, but no. As I was talking, Brad's glasses, our worship leader, our husband wife pair. But so he's just sitting there as I'm leading into communion, and his glasses just disintegrate off his face. Nothing touched him. No, nothing.
Why?
I have no idea. Just the same gremlin that ate our sound system.
What is happening?
Is
there
bizarre.
A demonic presence?
And so then maybe some unconfessed sin or something.
We might need to go over and just go full on exorcism.
We might. It was a wild, wild morning.
And that was just yesterday.
Yeah. And
Laura says, I am so sorry. The look of utter defeat on Brad's face was classic. So, was it just this just fell off?
I don't know. He was behind me. So, I think.
Gotta go back to the live stream.
It was like the.
Was it on the live stream?
Oh, also, that Brad can't help that. But what he can help is he's in pretty good shape. He has way less body fat than I do. But when he gets here at 7:30 in the morning and start going through everything, there's a little bit of a chill in the air this time a year. And so he turned on the heat. So, when there's two people in the room and it's 7 in the morning, you might want to take the chill off the air. But then when there's 75 or 80 people in the same room,
you don't need that
a
heat.
Couple hours later.
You don't need that heat, bro.
So
you're
as I'm
sweating.
As I'm doing the announcement, my glasses are fogging up.
Yeah.
And it was one of those mornings.
We had to make sure our heat was off yesterday. Laura says he went to put them on, and the lens popped off like popcorn.
There you go. See, I as I said in our group chat, his glasses exploded mid-service. It was just one of those bonkers mornings. I said, if you've ever been at our church and wondered what Shirley does around here, everything that's gone wrong this morning, that's what Shirley does around here.
Wow.
It was a crazy morning, Tim. It was exhausting.
Hey, Sundays are the best. You never know what's going to happen.
And we've got a memorial service on Friday.
Yeah.
On Saturday here. And so I was meeting with the family to do all that after. And so it was just went from one thing into another. And now I'm sleepy time.
You're probably tired right now.
I am.
You have not really taken the time off that I think you probably should
and
have
my
taken.
My kids had to go back to school this morning, which means I had to have someone at a bus stop at 7:25 in the morning.
My daughter came in and said, it was this morning, Dad, I woke up earlier so I could read my Bible and eat my breakfast. And I said, I know you woke up earlier. You turned all the lights on at 5:30. I'm proud of you for reading your Bible.
I'm so proud of you.
14-year-old daughter reading your Bible. Yes, that was not 14-year-old Tim. I am very proud of you. Next time, can you turn the lights off?
But also, you have an iPhone. It can read it to you with your eyes closed.
So I was up at 5:30 this morning.
What time does Calvary start in the morning?
She has to be there by 7:30.
Oh, that's terrible.
So we have to leave our house by 6:40.
That is so early.
It's sometimes 50-minute drive-in.
You should move closer.
But my property taxes say I shouldn't.
Oh, good grief, yeah. It's that time of year again in Pinellas County.
Explain to people outside the Tampa Bay area, outside of Florida, that the cost of living here is... I get that it's gone up everywhere.
Yes,
but boy.
We don't have... Everyone who says Florida doesn't have state income tax, we do. It's just different. It's a different kind of state income tax. We had the Pinellas County tax appraiser at our house the other day because we just built the accessory dwelling unit that my parents live in.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tax appraiser was like, man, this is way nicer than I thought it was going to be on paper, I'm going, oh, no. That's not what I want to hear.
Definitely.
I want you to think, oh, this hovel, it's a shack. That's what I want the tax appraiser to think about what we just built for my parents.
So, have you wrapped up your series? Have you started a new series?
We started a new series yesterday,
which was
Sunday.
Yep.
And it is Words from the Wise, because that is the sweet graphics package that was available.
Ministry Pass.
On Ministry Pass.
Are you in Proverbs? Or?
We're doing kind of like a 30,000-foot overview of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Job. So it's like
wisdom literature.
So it's a wisdom literature, but
Andrew, we start Ecclesiastes in 2 weeks.
There you go. But we're not doing like a deep dive. You were going to do what, 12, 13 weeks in Ecclesiastes?
We will do 15 weeks in Ecclesiastes.
So this is
the longest Old Testament deep dive we've ever done.
This will be our Ecclesiastes will be a 40-minute deep dive. Just kind of an overview.
Overview.
We did the same thing in August with the Gospels, one week theme of each Gospel, why they work together, why they're different.
That's cool.
So yesterday was kind of wisdom in general in Scripture, what wisdom means.
You were setting up
and wisdom
series.
Points to Christ, and then we'll do kind of a week.
I like it.
As opposed to a deep dive, it's a paratrooper, just a dive in
now,
and get out.
When this is over, will you then go into a lengthy sermon series again, or are you going to take a pause
on that? I don't
think
so. I think...
Because you guys did Acts, and that was the longest series you've ever done.
And I've contemplated doing a long one through Romans or possibly Hebrews, and...
Romans would take a long time.
I was looking at one, and it was like a 50-week thing of Romans. Like, ooh, that's... Yep.
And that's probably as short as you could go with Romans.
Yeah.
I don't think you could go less than 50.
That's the problem with so many of the epistles. Each chapter is at least 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, easy.
So
easy. Hebrews maybe more palatable.
Yeah, but also I don't know if funny is a word, but what's kind of interesting for me is because I had been.
Laura's right. Romans might solve the parking problems at church.
It might, but the.
So would two services. Just saying.
Yeah, but then that wouldn't solve our fellowship hall time. That is what we do is so unique.
And part of that uniqueness is we gather in between services for food. Hear me out. You have an early service, okay?
How did the new service times work for you guys? You switched to an early service?
Only a few showed up at 9:30. So we went to 9 and 11 as opposed to 9:30 and 11, which allowed us to add an extra song. I could breathe a little bit in the sermon. I wasn't like sweating. And the best part is... it allowed our parking lot to clear
before the
next service
came in.
So it ended up working out really well. But you guys could potentially, like two services, meal time in between. It would be more of a breakfast.
It'd be a fun buffet. I don't know.
I don't think you should ever lose that food time. That's so special.
Thing that
it's
we do.
Very,
I
very
think
cool.
you know, once we get closer to Easter, I think we'll kind of have a little dip into the possibility of what that looks like.
It's and the only way you solve the parking issue here. You're not doing anything else.
Yeah, we're not getting more space anytime soon.
No.
So, we'll see. We will see.
We are wrapping up Philippians next week, and then we'll deep dive. And I told the congregation yesterday was we're going to go from a really high high to a really low low, from a book that's all about joy to quite possibly the most depressing book in all of Scripture.
All about joy to life is meaningless.
Which was a picture I took this morning of my mug that I drink out of. I was going to post it on the socials, and I thought, people are going to think Tim's really upset.
Was it a Jaguars mug?
No, it's just it's literally an Ecclesiastes 1:2, and it just says
life is meaningless.
Just life is meaningless. Ecclesiastes 1:2. It's kind of how I felt today.
I get it, Tim. Well, I think it'll be wonderful for you guys to do that.
We're excited. We've got a busy couple of weeks coming in, but hey, it's the new year. We've got things happen. Membership class, baptism Sunday, all these things.
Good things.
It's time.
It is.
And I don't really have to think about football, which is weird.
It's really weird because, I mean, I'm excited the Bucks made the playoffs. I'm not expecting anything out of them.
I don't know. I think the Bucks-Eagles matchup is the best you could have hoped for.
Well, they
are. Eagles have limped
pretty terrible right now, and Jalen Hurts broke his finger yesterday. Did you see the picture of his finger?
I did not, but I will now.
It was not pointing the right direction.
See,
I'm just
telling you, this could be the stars aligning for you for at least 1 week.
We'll take it. I'm just excited to have the freedom to go to Disney on Sunday afternoons after church for a couple of weeks without feeling like I'm missing something that I love dearly. But not this coming Sunday because we're blacked out because it's a holiday weekend.
Still?
MLK.
That's right.
So we're not blacked out now.
Yeah, remember 1 year we went on MLK weekend and it was...
It was all of those people that got Disney trips for Christmas.
But as Matt notes, 6 weeks until pitchers and catchers report.
Praise the Lord.
It's funny because I woke up thinking about it this morning. Just because we're entering into the sports lull once the NFL dies out. It's a weird time to be alive.
It's a great time. It's a great time.
Hey, you've got work to do. We've got lunch to eat. We've got another podcast to do. So
hey, we'll see you in a little bit. It'll be great.
We may not be here next week.
No, it's MLK. We take it very seriously.
We celebrate.
But we'll see you soon.
We will see you soon.